Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine-Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Patch Manual, LifeWave New Member. Training Manual, Revised Edition by Jen O'Sullivan, is a practical onboarding guide designed to help new members understand how LifeWave patch products are typically introduced, used, and discussed within a member-based business environment. Rather than functioning as a medical textbook, the manual reads as a training companion that organizes the early learning curve, product basics, day-to-day usage considerations, and how to communicate responsibly about benefits and results. It also frames the business side for beginners by outlining common steps for getting started, building consistency, and supporting customers without overcomplicating the process. As a revised edition, it aims to streamline guidance, reduce confusion for newcomers, and present a repeatable approach that can be referenced during the first weeks and months. Readers can expect structured explanations, practical checklists, and coaching-oriented direction that emphasizes clarity, compliance-minded language, and steady habits that support long-term participation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, orientation to the LifeWave patch ecosystem, a central topic in a new member training manual, is establishing a clear map of what the product line is and how members are expected to think about it. This includes understanding the role patches play in the LifeWave ecosystem, how different patches are positioned, and how a newcomer can avoid feeling overwhelmed by names, use cases, and combinations people discuss in the community. A strong orientation typically distinguishes between learning product basics and making personal decisions about what to try first, encouraging a simple starting plan rather than chasing every recommendation. It also helps members interpret common terminology used by teams and customers, such as stacking, protocols, or daily wear routines, while keeping expectations grounded and individualized. In a training context, this orientation matters because it sets the tone for responsible product conversations. It can highlight the difference between personal experience sharing and making medical claims, and it can remind members to rely on official resources for product descriptions and allowed language. For a new member, this topic reduces uncertainty, creates a coherent mental model of the product family, and builds confidence to take the first steps without confusion. Secondly, practical getting started. Steps and daily use habits. New member success often depends on consistent basics, not complex strategies. This topic focuses on practical onboarding steps a beginner can follow to start using patches in a steady, trackable way. A training manual typically covers fundamentals like choosing an initial patch or small set, setting a routine for application and removal, and keeping notes so that personal observations do not blur into assumptions. It may also address common early questions such as timing, hydration, placement considerations, and how to manage a trial period responsibly, all while reinforcing that individual experiences vary. The emphasis is usually on building habits that make it easy to stay consistent, because consistency is what allows someone to evaluate their own experience clearly. For many new members, the biggest barrier is not motivation but uncertainty about what to do first and how to know whether something is working for them. By offering a simple step-by-step approach, this topic helps readers reduce decision fatigue, avoid overstacking products too soon, and develop a personal baseline. In a broader sense, it also encourages a mindset of patience, self-observation, and realistic expectations, which can prevent disappointment and promote a healthier long-term relationship with the product routine. Thirdly, responsible communication and compliance mindset. Any training resource connected to wellness products and member-based sharing needs to address how to communicate ethically and safely. This topic centers on using appropriate language, setting proper expectations, and understanding the boundaries between sharing personal experience and presenting claims that imply diagnosis, treatment, or guaranteed outcomes. A compliance mindset protects customers, protects the member, and supports the credibility of the broader community. In practice, this often means learning how to describe what the product is intended to do according to official descriptions, how to respond when someone asks medical questions, and how to direct people to qualified professionals when needed. It also includes recognizing that testimonials can be powerful but must be framed carefully, because what one person experiences is not proof of what another will experience. A new member manual commonly teaches ways to speak with curiosity and humility, emphasizing education and support rather than persuasion. It may also guide readers to use approved resources, avoid exaggerated before and after narratives, and keep marketing aligned with platform rules. For new members, this topic is crucial because it builds confidence to talk about the products without fear, while also reinforcing a professional, long-term approach that reduces risk and improves trust. Fourthly, customer support, follow-up, and experience tracking beyond initial use. The ongoing process of supporting customers or teammates is where many new members either gain momentum or lose direction. This topic focuses on creating a simple system for follow-up, education, and relationship-based support. A training manual typically encourages members to check in at reasonable intervals, ask structured questions about the customer experience, and provide troubleshooting guidance that stays within appropriate boundaries. It can also emphasize the value of helping people set a realistic evaluation window and track changes in a practical way, such as sleep quality, energy patterns, or recovery feelings, without turning the process into medical monitoring. Experience tracking serves two purposes. It helps individuals make informed personal decisions, and it helps members communicate more clearly about what they are noticing and learning. This topic can also include handling common scenarios, such as a customer who tries too many products at once, someone who expects immediate dramatic outcomes, or someone who needs reminders to be consistent. For a new member, having a follow-up framework reduces anxiety and makes support feel manageable. It turns customer care into a repeatable practice that builds trust, encourages retention, and strengthens the member's own learning through real-world feedback. Lastly, business foundations for new members. A new member training manual often pairs product education with a beginner-friendly view of the business model, focusing on fundamentals rather than hype. This topic typically covers what it means to build a customer base, how to introduce the products through conversations, and how to create simple daily and weekly actions that compound over time. It may address the importance of consistency, organization, and learning to invite rather than convince, emphasizing that long-term growth comes from steady outreach, supportive follow-up, and clear communication. A strong business foundation section also helps new members understand the difference between being a product user, being a customer-focused sharer, and being a builder of a team, and it encourages readers to choose a pace that matches their goals and lifestyle. It can highlight the value of using duplicable systems, such as simple scripts, onboarding checklists, and scheduling routines, while reminding members that integrity and compliance are non-negotiable. For readers, this topic is valuable because it reduces the overwhelm of starting a new venture. It provides a grounded pathway to participation that prioritizes service, education, and sustainable habits over short-term pressure. In conclusion, this manual is best suited for brand new LifeWave members, returning members who want a cleaner restart, and team leaders who need a simple resource to standardize onboarding. Readers who appreciate step-by-step guidance will benefit most, especially those who feel overwhelmed by scattered social media advice and want a more organized framework for learning product basics, daily routines, and responsible ways to talk about experiences. The book can improve a reader's life by reducing confusion and decision fatigue, helping them build consistent habits, and encouraging a thoughtful approach to self-observation and customer support. It also supports healthier communication by reinforcing compliance-minded language, realistic expectations, and a service-first posture, which can reduce stress and increase trust in conversations. Compared with similar community-created guides, a revised training manual can be worth buying because it aims to consolidate essential points into one repeatable process that a newcomer can follow without constant coaching. It functions like a reference tool for the first months, making it easier to stay consistent, track learning, and build confidence. For members who value structure, it can save time and prevent common early mistakes that slow progress. If you would like to support Jen O'Sullivan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.